What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things off from football from someone who really lived it. Man, welcome back, folks. This is Landing on the Plains, and I am your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And today we got another good one for you guys, man. Just first things first, what a time to be an Auburn fan, right? I mean, it's just so much good stuff going on right now, good vibes. Auburn baseball advancing to the Super Regionals after, you know, a disappointment in the first game, obviously coming back big time baseball over the weekend. So congratulations to them. And, man, it's just a lot of good stuff going on, good vibes, man. Recruiting is going really well right now, so we're going to be talking about that as well. And since the last time we were on together, it was announced that Auburn SEC opener this fall against Florida is a night game at Jordan-Hare. So that's going to be absolutely dynamic. So we got a good one for you guys. We're not going to waste no time and get right to it. So as I just mentioned, right, everything is just better when it feels like your school is just hitting on all cylinders, man, and just especially in the athletic department. So, yes, I played football, but there's just – a lot of school pride within me. And so I went to a ton of basketball games, women basketball games, gymnastics, like you name it. I mean, me and Malcolm Askew, we was there. Like we went to everything together, like softball, baseball. So to be able to see Auburn baseball to advance to the Super Regionals was big time. And, you know, it just takes me back to my junior year, 2019, when we were pretty damn good in football. We had a great year that year. And that's the year that Auburn also went to the Final Four. Also went to Omaha for the College World Series. And so you just remember that kind of buzz around town, right? Like you remember like just the vibes around the city and just how everybody was supporting each other. Like this, the Auburn faithful just had so much to cheer for. And so like those are the vibes that we wanted to get back. And so even just during that time, like it feels like even the food tastes better. Like it's hard to explain, but like the food tastes better around town. Like the air is more crisp. I don't know how to explain it, but like everything is just better when everything is hitting on all cylinders, man, like I said. And so, again, congratulations to baseball. And so, yeah, I feel like we just hitting on all cylinders right now, which leads me to Alex Golish and this staff and the momentum that we're not just at this point building, but that we're sustaining. Like I look at when Coach took this job, right? Obviously, one of the questions were, and we're going to dive a little bit more into this a little bit later. But one of the questions were, what about the recruits, right? What about, you know, the guys that we have on the team currently that we don't want to lose? And so there were people out there like, we shouldn't fire Hugh Freeze because we need to keep the roster intact and we need to keep this recruit or this person and that person. And, you know, the on-field success will come. We've got all this talent, this, that, and the third. And no. Like it's time to clean house and we're going to be just fine. And I think this is evidence of that. And so I don't think we're off to just a great start. We're off to a phenomenal start. And I think that just puts us ahead of the game, like heading into the, obviously the summertime now and into the fall. And so, like I said, the question was, you know, recruits this, recruits that. And I think what this staff is showing right now, especially early on, is that really, I think a couple things. I think first and foremost, I think one of the things they're showing is, obviously, like I said, recruiting is going to be just fine. But most importantly, I think they're showing that they don't mind going anywhere in the country to go get it. And so I think that's one of the things that's sticking out to me because, yes, obviously, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, like these deep South states, right? Those are going to be our stomping grounds. That's always been our stomping grounds. Those will always be our stomping grounds. But I mean, right now we've got guys committed from Tennessee, St. Louis, got a dude from Delaware. Like we're in contention for guys from Maryland. So, I mean, it's just like this staff is showing that they can identify talent and they don't mind going to go get it. And so to me, that's a green flag because that means they're not afraid to put boots on the ground. They're not afraid to make relationships. They're not afraid to, you know, make it happen. And so I think, like I said, that's a green flag for me. So, like I said, we've really been building a lot of momentum here recently over the last couple of weeks, really last month or so in recruiting wise. And over the last couple of days, we've had a number of commitments. one of them being from cornerback Nash Johnson III, who is from my neck of the woods. So shout out to Georgia. And so really we've kind of got like a little prior connection just because I was recently at his high school and I spoke to him, was able to have that privilege to speak to them and share a little bit about my testimony and just what it takes to get to that next level. And so he also has a coach who coached me in high school, one of my great mentors, and I was actually able to also see him at A-Day. And so to see him commit and you know, be headed towards the Plains is amazing to me. You talk about a guy with a big frame, like cornerback, 6'1", 6'2"-ish, you know, already 180-ish. So, I mean, he's got room to fill out. And you talk about a guy that I'm pretty high on, like he's one of them. And so I'm excited about that. And like I said, man, coming from my neck of the woods, I know he's coached well at the school he's at, come from a big-time program. And another thing that I really like is, like, we're finally getting some size, man. Like, just not just at corner, but, like, really everywhere. And I think this staff is really prioritizing, like, who they want and the type of guys they want and who fits that mold. And they're going to get them, man. And so it's obvious that cornerbacks coach DVD, he likes big corners. All of his corners, he's on the Coach Prime timeline and method. And so it seems like if you're not, you know, 6 foot and above, he's not really trying to mess with you, which I'm fine with. And I think corners can come from all shapes and sizes. I think you can be a dog at 5'9", 5'10". But, you know, for him to be so convicted in what he feels is, you know, his mold and his guys, I'm rocking with it. And so, I mean, we're going to look out there and see nothing but 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2" corners out there. And so it's going to be different, man. So I'm excited to see it. Obviously, we also got more commitments, right? Talking about guys highly sought after. Talking about the number two kicker in the country. So, I mean, obviously, it might not be splashy. Like, nobody's throwing a parade over a kicker. But at the same time, like, it's important. And not only is it important, but I think it's big time from the staff just because I think it aligns with your current excellent kicker in Alex McPherson, who you know, as far as his timeline, maybe have another year or two left. And so you bring in a guy right now who can, you know, maybe even sit for a year and not have to come in, you know, right away. I think it's big time. So I think that's important that we hit that right now, get him in locked in early to be able to, you know, kind of get that out the way. And then, you know, just to kind of piggyback off that Alex McPherson point, just I don't think enough people have also been talking about that point, just the fact that he looks so healthy at A-Day. You know, obviously getting the kicker from high school is big time, but, you know, it made me start thinking about our own kicker that we got currently. Just the fact that I momentarily forgot, like, you know, my boy was out there bombing 50 plus yarders at A-Day. And so, it was awesome to see him back healthy, man. And I'm excited to see what he does this season because, like, man, we've been missing that. We missed that for sure last year. It was times where, you know, we got to the 20, 25 yard line and it wasn't even a surefire thing. We were coming away with points. It was damn near to the point where unless it was fourth and long, we had to go for it. And so I think him being back to, you know, near to all the way back healthy, is going to be big time for us. And just rounding out the recent commits, our offensive tackle, Rance Brown, as well as four-star running back, Kingston Miles. And so I think when you just talk about the momentum that we're building, and it's not just including what's already happened, it's also what's on the horizon. Like, it's not going to stop. It's going to keep getting better. It's going to keep growing, getting even more crazy. And so the fact that we can have this kind of success early on in the summertime sets us up for a great, fall. Sets us up for a great fall. And so when you have a blazing summer like this, the momentum is contagious. Like, guys want to be a part of that. And so then when you follow that up with production on the field, like, I'm telling you, we do that. There's no ceiling on what we can do and accomplish and continue to grow and build this thing. And so that's what we got to continue to get to. And that leads me to, there have been so many different developments since the last episode. And they announced the first three game times for Auburn's first games. Obviously, the first one being in Atlanta versus Baylor. I believe that's 2:30 Central Time, 3:30 Eastern. I'm on Eastern time, so I think that's 3:30 Eastern time, but 2:30 Central, and that's going to be big time, obviously, in Atlanta versus Baylor. And Following that up with Southern Miss the week after that. But what I want to get to and talk about is the SEC home opener versus the Florida Gators. And I think that's going to, in all honesty, in my opinion, I think that game right there will probably define our season. And I don't say that literally, like, if we win this game, we're going to win a national championship. If we lose the game, we're going to go 0-12. Or if we have won some games up to that point, lose the rest of them. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying, though, is just the way our schedule is constructed and the way everything is set up. Like, I think, like, when I look at it from the way, like, a player's perspective, when I look at it and I break it down, like, you break it down into quarters. So I break down the season. We have 12 games, first quarter, 3 games. And so, obviously, Florida being that third game, that's the end of the first quarter to me. And so, if you can start the first quarter of the season 3-0, which I think we have a great chance to do, obviously, nothing is given, right? Like, even Baylor, like, that's not given. You have to go out and perform. It's the first game, new systems, new coach, and a big-time atmosphere. Like, anything can happen, right? Like, I'm not saying it's a given, but I would be shocked if we were to lose that game to Baylor. I personally would be shocked. And so, I would consider it an upset. I'll say that. I would consider that an upset. And so, obviously, Southern Miss being the week after that, and then, boom, you get to that Florida game. And one thing about this Florida game that I don't think is really being talked about is the fact that their coach was in heavy contention for the head coach job at Auburn. And so for me, like, when I put myself in the shoes of being a player at Auburn, like, I'm thinking, like, yo, they wanted this guy to be our coach. And, like, I mean, players see everything, man. Like, they see all the fans talking on social media and things. So if you take it back to the talk and the vibes on social media in January, it was a bunch of people wanting Summerall, you know, or not really liking the Golas hire. You know, this is back then when it first started, which I pretty much think people would change their tone on the way things are going right now and the momentum that we're building. But back then, when the hire first went down, this is what's being said. You know, we wanted this coach, we wanted this coach, we wanted that coach. It was a lot of question marks, right? And so I don't know. I just think Coach Golas just made of the right stuff. And, you know, this is just my intuition and the vibes I get from him. And I just know he's made of the right stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I just know, like, going into that game, if I'm a player, like, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be some talks behind the scenes. Like, it might not have to be publicized to the media or, you know, anything that we see out loud, but absolutely. If I'm Coach Golas and, you know, a lot of people in my fan base wanted this coach and, you know, this is the talks or whatever the case may be, like, I want to kick his ass, man. I do. I really, really do. I want to kick his ass when he come down to the Plains that third week of the season. This is the SEC home opener, the night game at Auburn. Some of the fan base wanted this guy. I'm about to show you why I'm that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of vibes that I would be giving off. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like his team will also carry those same kind of vibes and those same kind of bad intentions. And so I really anticipate that being a big time game. Obviously, there's a lot of history in that game. It's a lot of crazy things that happen when those two teams link up. I was able to play against them in 2019. It was a pretty damn good game up until the last drive when they hit a long run on us to kind of pull away late. But it was a one score game pretty much the whole game. It was 17-13 for, you know, a quarter and a half up until midway through the fourth. And so every single time these two teams meet up, it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be a war. And so I think the guys will be up for the task, man. And so, yes, a lot of good things going on right now. Momentum, like I said, is high. We just got to keep building on that as we head into the summertime right now. So right now the guys are just getting bigger, faster, stronger, going through the strength program, you know what I'm saying, conditioning. And this is the time right now where you gain that advantage, gain that edge, because every single person in America is doing the same thing. But it's like, how do you separate yourself? Like, what's the differentiator? What is it? Because everybody's training, everybody's running, everybody's lifting. But it's like, how do you prepare? And so I think if our guys continue to prepare the right way, continue to go about their business the right way, keep the main thing, I think we're in for a really good year. And so, like I said, man, momentum. Everything is contagious, man. And so right now, Auburn is on the heater. And so I think we just got to keep this up, man. And so I really fully anticipate here in the next couple of days and weeks that we continue to get some people on board and some big time players on board. And then that just trickles over into the fall. So once you put a good product on the field, like this is how this thing works. It's all a cycle effect, right? Like you have this momentum now, and then you take it to the season, right? And then you have a great season. And guess what? That further solidifies your positioning with further recruit, future recruits. And then nowadays football is so crazy. Like now you're talking about transfer portal. So like it's just a whole entire different snowball effect that happens after a great season. So I'm really looking forward to a great year one under this staff, man. I'm liking what I'm seeing. We're headed in the right direction. And I think we got the right guy leading us at the helm. So like I said, exciting times. And I'm more than sure we just getting started. And if you like this episode, make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe. And as always, War Eagle. I'll catch y'all on the next one.